Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Zach Thomas is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. The Hall of Famer, friend of the program. We always enjoy talking to you. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Hawk. Thanks for having me, man.
We appreciate you being here. We have a lot to get to. I want to start with this, though. And I'm curious because you treat everyone great. Like I see you out somewhere with Crowder and you treat me like I'm special and I'm not special. Taylor Swift is at the Panthers game last night. Do you ever go gaga over a celebrity? Like, I'm sure you've had celebrity run-ins, Zach. Like, and I'm not necessarily an athlete, although maybe it was an athlete. Certainly at the Hall of Fame, you're seeing the greatest of the greatest. But what about like a pop culture celebrity? Would you ever ask someone for a picture or be struck by just being around a celebrity?
For sure, man. I definitely, I had a lot of heroes growing up. And just even if when I met Michael Jordan, from Mike Tyson to, all the Mikes, man, Michael Phelps, all the guys that have great success and they're just winners, man, legends. I'd love to just shake their hand and give them respect. That's it. That's all I need. Never really ask for a picture. Because as a kid, you get impacted by those guys and you really look up to a lot of different people that have success and it really inspires you and it motivates you. So yes, for sure, man. I definitely give props to those celebrities even the ones that especially impacted me.
Michael Jordan, for me. Crowder famously, though, was unimpressed with Michael Jordan when he came and visited the Dolphins. Correct, Crowder?
ZT, we were in linebacker meetings, and JT brought Michael over from Grand Oaks playing golf. And everybody ran out the meeting room. I was like, man, ain't nobody worried about no Michael Jordan. I need to get this damn power down.
Yeah, well, I remember Joey Porter was right beside you with a pillow behind his head, and you had to wake him up. So that's Michael Jordan, man, you know. Hey, but I tell you what, I lost money to Michael Jordan. Well, I was just one of his charity events, and I was in the final table of Hold'em. And he started talking and all that, like, you know, he doesn't know the game and all, which he did. And it was just all part of the game. He took my money, man. He took my money.
ZT, I've never asked you personally, whatever, but do you think about it? Because I appreciate he came to, Zach was at Randy's Memorial Saturday night. And afterwards, we're cleaning up and everybody kept running up to me. They were like, that was Zach Thomas. Now, Zach, 80 years of Dolphin football, there's three linebackers in the Ring of Honor. You can argue you and Nick Bonacani, all pro, what you've done. Like, do you ever think about who the hell you are? Because it seems like you just, like Hawk saying, bro, you just bounce around, talk to everybody. My family was giving you hell. You just sit there, you and your beautiful wife, Maritza. Like, do you ever think about what you really did in this game?
No, I enjoy the conversations, man. And then even being there, all your family had good energy, just like your dad, man. Good vibes. It's contagious. Just like you were talking about his laugh. It's contagious. Yours is too, man. And that's where Apple didn't fall too far from the tree, right? So for me, yeah, I enjoy getting out and being with the fans because they're giving you respect, man. And even the ones that are, they could be a Jet fan or anything, they give you respect, but they tease you and all that stuff. But man, it only helps my ego. getting all that love and stuff, man. I mean, I'm not that guy, you know, there's only a few that just, you know, kind of shoot down people that come up to them and all that. I just see it as a sign of respect. It's all perspective.
But you know, Zach, did you know that you were playing chess and everybody else was playing checkers on the field? Did you know that at the time? I know you know now. Did you know that when you started doing that little damn bunny hop sideways and nobody knew why you were jumping because you knew the ball was going that way? Did you know that you were playing a different game than the rest of us, like the guy like me that played next to you?
I did. I mean, it might sound arrogant, but, you know, I wasn't the most talented. But when I was on the field, it didn't matter. You know, and the one thing, too, man, when you think about it, Channing, they never gave you enough credit on how smart you were, but they didn't give me any credit on how talented I was. I mean, I'm just a short white boy. I mean, overachiever, hard, you know, a guy that plays hard. I hated that label. I hated it. And so that was one thing that kind of motivated me because, hey, if I'm going to go play some basketball, I know I can take you, Channing. So that I had a little bit of talent.
Let's go back, Zach, to the memorial service on Saturday. I unfortunately couldn't make it because I'm on vacation on the Jersey Shore. But my college roommate, Barry, the ticket wizard, was there. And unfortunately, he thought it was going to be a more casual event than it was. And he found himself in a situation that caused a lot of angst for him. Do you recall seeing Barry there in a bright orange Reese's Peanut Butter Cup t-shirt and cargo shorts?
Hey, he came in at the same time as me. I mean, he was underdressed for Home Depot. He wasn't just, you know, for the... But you know, he's checking in. We're checking in with Asia, Channing's wife, and he was very apologetic, but he was loud about it. He was, like, announcing to everybody that he didn't get the memo, and they even heard him inside the place kind of announcing it. But I'm like, everybody knew you didn't get the memo even by just looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So he felt bad about it, but hey, he was there. It was a great time, man. That getting back there, you know, you think of celebration of life, being everybody was there for Channing and the family. It's like the locker room. It's awesome. I mean, it was good fun, right, Channing? I mean, you're sitting there cracking up with Ryan Clark. We're cracking on each other like the old locker room. And that's what you miss about it when, you know, so many guys miss that locker room after football. And it's you know, everybody thinks it's the game and the cheering, but no, it's the locker room. Because I got a story when I was out induction weekend. And I went down in the Hall of Fame hotel, and Randall McDaniel is a, you know, Hall of Fame guard. So I'm like, hey, Randall, it's my first day there. I'm like, hey, Randall, where's the breakfast at? And, you know, without hesitation, he just takes me to these two doors, opens it up, and says, hey, you see that buffet over there? I'm like, yeah. I said, go grab you a plate. That's for Hall of Famers. So I go over there and grab me a plate, and just something fell off. And I knew I got because I looked back at him. He was laughing so hard and people were giving me some funny looks. So he sent me into a Hall of Fame breakfast. All right. It was a HBCU Black College Hall of Fame breakfast, you know, and it was, hey, I was like, man, this is what I miss, man. I kind of like grabbed my eggs and tried to, you know, watch what was going on and took the eggs out of the room with my tail between my legs. But that is what you miss about the locker room. And back to what we were there to celebrate the life of Randy. And it was nothing but comedy hour, especially when Channing got on stage. It was a good feeling. that's what I miss. Just getting back together, it was special.
And ZT, coming up, we're going to have another time in Madrid. What you got going in Madrid, big dog? Because I don't have the full information, but if you're a part of it, bro, you know, just like the locker room, like you're talking about, I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring Asia. We're going to have a good time. What you got going for the game on November 16th?
See, I know you're busy with the pivot. You're traveling. You're doing stuff with the NFL. You're doing this radio show every week, man. So, Channing, and just like any other Dolphin fans, hey, go to biggametravel.com and just lock you in the spot because they'll take care of the rest. This is perfect for you, Channing. We can bring back some old times on South Beach, man, because they got paella, tapas, and wine mixed with Dolphin football, man, in Madrid. Come on, man. And they'll set up your flights, your hotels, your tours, and the parties. I'm going to be hosting, man, so it's a tough job for me. I got to host a tailgate, too, man. So tough, man. But, hey, for you guys, hey, we do the show out there, huh? And we can write the whole trip off, man. Come on.
I am Let's go, man.
But so
big,
hey, Zach.
Biggametravels.com. That's the website.
Biggametravel.com, man. It'll be hassle-free. It's the first ever NFL regular season game out there against the Commanders, man. There is not going to be another time. It's going to be awesome, man. You could have tailgated in Buffalo, but it's not going to be the same, man. We're going to do this in Madrid. Let's go.
Hey, Zach, I'm glad you brought up paella because, man, like the tapas, the croquetas. But are you actually going to eat all that stuff? Because, bro, I saw you the other day. Like, you're working out every day? Like, Crowder let it go. I mean, you're still working out every day? You look like you could still give the Dolphins a couple snaps a game.
Hey, you nailed it. Maybe one snap. Until I just use my head one play, but I love to eat, man. I know y'all talk about food all the time on the show, but I love to eat, and that's why I work out, and that's why I train. This weekend, I'm looking forward to the Father's Day weekend because it's we're gonna have a Colombian barbecue here with chorizo skirt and the music and having drinks, man. It's going to be awesome, man. So that's what I look forward to. That's the only reason I really work out, but it also helps my head, man. But one thing that I have a regimen since I was like 8 years old. I love it. Y'all remember the Solo Flex?
Yeah.
It was like rubber plates.
Yep.
And I started working out then, and I really believe that I haven't missed a workout since, man, because I just got programmed that way. And I know that's what helped me being a gym rat. So go ahead.
I'm looking at biggametravel.com right now. I see you there in the Hall of Fame jacket. Miami, yes, Madrid 2025 takeover. That's a good trip right there. I'm going to ask you a Dolphins question as long as we're kind of talking about their trip to Madrid. They talked a lot about culture change, and Tua says he genuinely feels culture change, and I think Bradley Chubb said it as well. But Crowder kind of pointed out, hey, can you really have culture change if the head coach and the coaching staff are still the same? So can there be a culture change from the Dolphins last season to this season?
Well, I listened to your show, Hawk, and winning is what drives culture change, man. You gotta just stack the wins and the belief in the building will build, And it's really not something you talk about. It's something you feel. And I know this is, you make some great points, Hawk, when they talk about Tua, when he's in there, we have a much better chance and he's got to stay healthy. And I believe the same as you, man. I got to say this, my brother-in-laws, they apparently have all the answers why the Dolphins lose. I got this family chat. Not one of them played football ever in their life. And they blow up my phone on Sundays. It's annoying, but they listen to the show. So that's why I'm dropping their names, man. Cause I knew I want to call them out because they think they know the game. They're just some couch coaches, man. They lay on the couch in the underwear, yelling at the TV. And if we lose, they want to fire everybody, So it's one of those that I just know this is that you got to do something about it. Because losing last year, I get off on other stories, man. You know, I just start rambling. But
you know, that's
year,
the tenor
losing,
of this show,
losing,
Zach. That's exactly what we do, man.
That, hey, hey, we work well together, man. So, but losing divides, man, back to that. And that, you know, that's when the players start pointing fingers and second guessing the coaches. You know, Channing, we had that year 1-15, and the following year you go off and win the division, right? And so, but when you just need some great leadership to reset and block out the outside noise and move forward. But man, you got to quit talking about it, man. Just do it. And I think they have a better plan this year for if Tua does get hurt. I hate to even say that because you can't blame Huntley from last year because you got to get a full offseason of reps, man. With all that complex offense that Coach McDaniel has, they had to shrink the playbook. You had no chance, man. None. When you're coming in, are you really think that you can get the timing down, the motions down? It's no chance. So pretty much knew when he was out, we didn't have a plan for that, and it bit us. And so back to culture, you got to win. That's it. Plain and simple. Quit talking about it. Don't talk about toughness. That's not something you talk about either, man. You have to just show it consistently with your actions. And, you know, that worries me when they start talking about that.
But that with that culture change, bro, I talk about I wasn't scared of Nick Saban and Cam Cameron to cuss me out if I was late to practice or if I wasn't working hard. I was worried about you. I'm worried about Truck, KC, Vonnie Holiday, Sam Madison. I'm worried about y'all being mad at me. I'm not worried about the coach. Is this culture thing, that's what I've been preaching to this culture talk, where culture changes, the coach can give a message, but it got to start in the locker room. Am I off by that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, 100%. And hey, I'm not going to act like I had it figured out. We had it figured out. We didn't win the Super Bowl and all that. I don't want to be... You know, who's the offensive lineman that went after us on the radio? But I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. I just know this, is that you remember, Channing, there was one time. Well, that's when I knew you were back. But there was one time you came in to the meeting room, snuck in late. You already missed the team meeting. And you snuck in and sat down and we're watching film and you just carry on. And then you ask a question. You remember that? I was like, what? You know, from a night, late night out, man, you still smelling like, you know, cocos, but, and you sit out and we're running the play and you really think George Edwards not going to say nothing. And you say, hey coach, what happens when they, and he looked at you crazy. That was the best classic moment. I wanted to laugh, but then I sat you on the side and said, Hey, Channing, man, I know you're back. But hey, you got to be on time because other guys, especially the younger guys, well, you were young yourself, but especially the younger guys, they'll say, hey, if he's doing it, I'll do it too. And even if it's a fine. And you're really, to be honest with you, it's perspective. you're taking money out of my pocket too, because you're playing beside me. And I feel like, hey, I did some stupid stuff too, man. When I was a rookie, I came late in my second year. I remember that. And it was from a night out. And that's why my second year wasn't really that good. So we all learn from that. And I know you learn from it, but you have to have those guys. But we had so many guys on that defense, from Jason Taylor, even before you, Trace, to Sam and Pat, to, I mean, Bonnie and Kevin Carter. Man, we were talking about some leaders. But, yeah, we're all on defense. But, man, Junior Seau, we wouldn't want to let each other down. And that's what it's all about. The more, the better. You can't just have one guy telling the whole team. You can't. You got to have one guy, and it'll be contagious. That leadership is contagious. And, yes, it's really hard when you're losing. So, yeah, you're not going to have good culture when you're losing. But it's all about putting your head down, getting the best out of the team, you know, not pointing fingers and moving forward there. But what was the question? I just keep rambling, man.
I don't know, but it sounds like you're with me, Zach, that you think the Dolphins are a lot closer than other people think they are.
I'm 100% with you, Hawk. It's just we got to stay healthy, man. I mean, why you think Channing, Troy Maurer, he's been there for 30-something years in the training room. Why you think his hair is gray as hell? It's because we've been beat up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's we got to stay healthy, man. We got to stay healthy.
And Zach, something before we go, because I know we're against the clock. Zach, we were texting today. You said I'm about to take a nap, and I text you back. I already got my 2 hours in this morning. You, what time? What age do you start napping, ZT?
Hey, Chad, I nap so I don't snap, man. I don't need my kids calling child services on me, man. So.
Because Hawk says he can't sleep during the day, bro. I said, man, I get me 2 hours in at 9 a.m.
Hey, I need it. I love it. I reboot, have my coffee right afterwards. Yeah, man, it's definitely, it's challenging, man. You know, I guess it's not when I can just take a nap anytime I want. But but it sounds good.
Liberating to be able to take a nap whenever you want.
Yeah, it's a lot of beds in your house, Zach.
He's going to be in Madrid for the Miami game in November, and the website is biggametravel.com, and Zach's going to be hosting a happy hour and a pep rally, a tailgate party. And if you want the info, you want to get involved, it's biggametravel.com. I got a text from Barry that said he is on the website signing up right now, but he is going to be wearing his Reese's Peanut Butter Cup t-shirt to all events. Will he be underdressed in the Reese's t-shirt and cargo shorts at the happy hour?
No, that's one thing. Hey. He thought he was really going into Funky Buddha, and that's where they're going to have it on the inside, not in the back. But he wasn't even dressed right for a Funky Buddha, man. He wasn't.
And I'll tell everybody, I'm on the trip. I'm going to go on the website. I'm going to holler at ZT. I will be there as well as Zach's security guard. So if anybody fools with him, you got to deal with me. But Asia and myself will be there.
BigGamesTravel.com. BigGameTravel.com,
yes,
singular.
Big hey, game we could do the show out there, and it'll be it might be late, being at 6 hours ahead right now. But hey, man, we'll have a few drinks in this. It'll be a great show, man. We'll just keep exaggerating these stories.
Crowder's done the show from Egypt. Crowder's done I think from Spain, haven't you, Crowder?
Yeah, Barcelona.
I did it from Barcelona. It was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. or something. Yeah. So yeah, Zach, if you can wake up, we can take a nap the next day. We can nap together. I got a king size bed.
Did you just say that? Oh man.
And that's when it's time to wrap up the segment. Zach Thomas, the Hall of Famer. Thank you for making time, Zach. We genuinely appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks, Hawk. Appreciate you.
There you go, Zach Thomas.
Bro.
Website is biggametravel.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.